the premier rivalry in the National Football League.
Chicago, it's a great place, great fans. It's going to be some exhilarating moments.
Rodgers throws the right side of the end zone. Cobb, touchdown! Looks around, bullets the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown, Jordy Nelson.
I don't have room for all these scoring summaries. My goodness.
It's an honor to play here, and it's fun when they go like this.
History shows us that Aaron Rodgers has been very successful against Chicago. To start, he's 12-3, including the playoffs, and in those 15 games, he has a passer rating of 106. In Chicago alone, he's won his last four games and has combined for 1,200 yards passing and 12 touchdowns. Now, when I asked him if a win against the Bears is any sweeter, he simply said, no, they're all sweet. To find out what's awaiting Aaron in Chicago, let's check out this week's scouting report presented by the Better Business Bureau.
His coaching record says John Fox will get the Bears back on the winning track eventually. But current reality says Chicago is a team in transition. New offensive and defensive systems have been installed, not to mention over 20 newcomers to the roster. They include Ravens free agent Pernell McPhee, who the Bears bet $15.5 million on to be a pass-rushing force at outside linebacker as they switch to the 3-4.
He's a big addition to that defense. He's the type of guy that you need to know where he is at all times on the field, because he can really hurt you if he catches you off guard a little bit.
Joining McPhee at outside linebacker, a bevy of former Bear defensive ends, most notably Jared Allen, who are trying to make the position switch a la Julius Peppers.
I think a lot of the responsibilities are the same as far as playing outside linebacker and defensive end. So I think after a while you can get the hang of it.
Watching all of them in preseason, I think they've made that adjustment pretty smoothly, and they all look pretty good on tape.
Offensively, Jay Cutler is still the Bears' trigger man. And despite all the criticism he gets, when he's right, he can really wing it. Interesting or perhaps distressing factoid. This summer, Cutler threw zero interceptions.
I think his mechanics and some of the things that he's just shown in preseason is an improvement over the past. So very talented, can make all the throws, tough guy. So we're getting ready for him in this new offense.
Several of Cutler's receivers have been hurt, but the best, Alshon Jeffrey, returned to practice this week. Regardless, Cutler still has 6'6 and 273 pounds worth of Martellus Bennett. The guy is a beast.
He's one of the top tight ends in the league. When he is going, they are a better team. So we have to find a way to slow him down, him and Matt Forte, Alshon. We have to slow some of their top guys down.
Speaking of Forte, he remains one of the top all-around backs in the game, and it'll be interesting to see how the new regime employs him. Forte had over 100 receptions last season, but John Fox is partial to the ground game.
They're committed more to the run. That's a staple of a good physical team. They're doing some different things, to take advantage of their personnel. So I think smart of them, it's going to be a good challenge for us.
Larry, we mentioned that Jay Cutler's been perfect in the preseason. Is it likely that that kind of a performance will transfer over to the regular season?
Let's hope not, Lauren. But I thought Mike McCarthy made a very interesting comment when he said Cutler's mechanics are getting better because so many interceptions start with your feet. And that's what Mike McCarthy was referring to. Of course, Green Bay Packer pressure will certainly test Cutler's newfound accuracy.
And on the other side of the ball, the Bears transitioning to a 3-4 defense. Can we expect to see any growing pains?
Let's hope so again. But the thing about something new, there will be a situation where there's a work in progress, but they're working pretty well. The Bears ranked 30th last season in total defense, came out of the preseason ranked 8th, so early returns are good.
Coming up next,
they go up the middle, Edgar Bennett to the 10, to the 5, to the corner, touchdown!
From blue-collar running back to demanding offensive coordinator, through it all, there's been one constant for Edgar Bennett.
Our standard is the Green Bay Packer way, and so we're going to hold guys accountable to that.
Larry sits down with the new OC when Packers Today returns.
Welcome back. You're watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.
In the offseason, Coach Mike McCarthy announced some big-time changes to his coaching staff, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Among the promotions, McCarthy passed his play-calling responsibility to Tom Clements. Alex Van Pelt now oversees quarterbacks and wide receivers, and Edgar Bennett serves as McCarthy's offensive coordinator. Edgar's body of work as an assistant the last 10 years has been impressive. And as Larry found out, that's a trend that's expected to continue.
To understand Edgar Bennett, the coach, look no further than Edgar Bennett, the player. Edgar was a lunch pail, hard hat kind of back, consistent, versatile, dependable.
Far back in the pocket, screen play to Bennett. Bennett opened up the 15 to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Edgar Bennett on the dive into the end zone.
Above all, as a player, Edgar was accountable to the process and steeped in fundamentals. Those are the principles he now instills in the players he coaches.
We're teachers first, but then you got to demand. Our standard doesn't change, regardless of the situation, regardless of who's in the game. Our standard is the Green Bay Packer way, and so we're going to hold guys accountable to that.
As we've seen, injuries are an unfortunate part of the game. But the Packer way is what has enabled Edgar's units to have success time and time again.
Oh, what a catch by Randall Cobb! Touchdown, Green Bay!
In 2010, as running backs coach, Edgar readied little-known sixth-rounder James Starks to carry the load during the team's run to a world championship. In 2013, with Aaron Rodgers and Randall Cobb sidelined, Edgar's receiving corps amassed more than 3,300 yards receiving, second most in franchise history. Commitment to preparation, that is the Packer way.
Each guy understands that at some point they're going to get an opportunity. You know, in order to be prepared for that opportunity, it starts with their daily preparation. And our goal, our mindset is to improve on a daily basis. And I think guys understand that when the opportunity presents itself, they're able to step in and continue to play at a high level.
To play at a high level in Edgar's offense, one must prove they can first perform at a high level in practice.
Our young guys, they understand that coming into this situation, you know, we're going to hold their feet to the fire as far as our expectations from a practice standpoint, what we're looking for, and we're going to demand it on a daily basis. We always talk about what do we want our tape to look like. Being fundamentally sound, that has to show up on tape. Playing our style and brand of football, it has to show up on tape.
And that's not all. A selfless attitude must also stand out no matter what your stature.
We want to be complete players. We don't want to just say he's a receiver. Well, what does that mean? You got to be complete. When it's time to catch the ball, absolutely. When it's time to run block, absolutely. You got to understand the role. The beauty of our system and program is we have veteran guys that buy into that, and they accept nothing less, and they want to be held accountable. We enjoy each other's company, but when it's time to take care of business, we make sure we're doing it the right way.
Larry, you've known Edgar ever since he was a player on the field. But what makes him so special as a coach?
Well, Lauren, I think Edgar's got a unique ability to hold people accountable, but over the course of a long season, not getting annoying to the point where they tune him out. And the perfect example, when he was coaching the Packers wide receivers don't want to block folks. The typical wide receiver doesn't want to do that, but Edgar had the finest blocking core of wide receivers in the National Football League because he held them accountable, not only in practice, but on game day and in the film room.
A well-deserved promotion to offensive coordinator.
When we come back, how important is the NFL's oldest running rivalry to Packers fans? Wait till you hear about the encounter Packer legend Jerry Kramer had as a rookie back in 1958. We'll be right back.
The first time I ever ran into a fan, I'd been here just two or three days. There's a little white-haired lady with glasses and just a lovely lady. And you ready for those blankety-blank Bears? Yes, ma'am. I think we are. Yes, ma'am. There's football fans, and then there's rabid fans, and then there's crazy, over-the-top, incredible fans, and then there are Packer fans, because they're on top of everything else. They just have been such incredible supporters of this organization. I've been looking at it for 50 years, and I'm still stunned by it.
Alumni Spotlight, built by Tunderlin. Of course, Kramer's such a great storyteller. Now, looking ahead to the game, wrapping up quickly here, I know there's so much unfamiliarity and new faces within the Bears organization. I can expect to see some struggles, but what do you predict out of the game?
Well, Lauren, I think a couple of key things. It is year one of the John Fox program in Chicago. I think he's a good coach, but it's year one. Mike McCarthy is in year 10. And it shows in everything they do. Advantage Packers. Aaron Rodgers, enough said. Advantage Packers. And I just think the Green Bay Packers, at this point, have the better football team.
Okay. Now, be sure to check out Packers.com immediately following the game for live press conferences and post-game locker room reports. For Larry McCarron, I'm Lauren Majera. Thank you for watching Packers Today, presented by Verizon.